This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are going to bury the Carson and Kennedy COVID time capsule. You guys, over the past couple of days, have given us some great suggestions. I don't know if you have that list in front of you, Kennedy. I know the N95 mask was the one that stood out to me the most, maybe a tassel or something.
Obviously.
from graduation.
Yeah, we were thinking canceled tickets from an event you were going to.
Yeah.
Right.
Anything Tiger King related.
Yeah, the Friday free-for-all.
A thumb drive with the Friday free-for-all in it.
And
or the
dance.
Wash your hands.
Yeah.
We were going to talk about, Annie and I were talking about something from her marathon run, and we think we have an idea because her shoes won't fit. But she has, you know, the certificate that says you're going to run.
You're running in 2020.
So that we were thinking like maybe a restaurant takeout menu.
Pay stub for a stimulus check, somebody said.
Stimulus check, hand sanitizer, sidewalk
chalk. The cover of New York Times that has the list of all of those who died during the pandemic, which I think was pretty powerful as well. And so the thing is, we have to figure out where we're going to bury the COVID time capsule with all those things in it. And then also we still have to find who's going to promise to open the time capsule in 2070.
Because, yeah, we need a few people.
Yeah, I'll be around, but then we need a couple of other people too to come. Just I'm sorry guys, I'm gonna be here in 2070. Bad news for you, my family lives forever.
I'm so, skating on thin ice now, so
I don't know if Atlanta will allow that, Carson. So you might want to ask her first.
I suggested we do Annie's house because she's had her house for generations. It will be in the family for generations. The only thing we needed was permission from her mom and dad because she lives with her mom and dad. And so she went to Lori Dowell. And how did that go, Annie?
You know, I feel like it went as well as you guys thought it was going to go.
So it was a good idea to ask her then, is what you're saying.
Sure. Cool.
Felt the way we would expect.
All right, yep. Let's hear the audio, Producer Dan. You got to hit.
All right, I have a question to ask you.
Okay.
So we have decided on the show that we need to bury 2020. We need to bury it in the ground and move on. So we're going to do Carson and Kennedy's COVID time capsule. First, what are some items we could put in the time capsule?
To reflect our time of, you know,
this crap show that we have going on.
A puzzle.
Okay.
A puzzle.
Your love and admiration for your daughter that you've spent the last 3 months with.
I can't believe I haven't killed you, but no. No, I think we've all done pretty well.
I do too.
I don't know. We haven't done a whole lot.
People were saying like the cotton swab, a mask, hand sanitizer, toilet paper, those kinds of things.
Which is just sad. We should find something fun.
Someone said my marathon shoes. That's depressing.
Yeah, but that's true.
Yeah. But the big question I have to ask you is, can we bury it in the backyard?
No.
Why?
Because it's all ledge. Well, if I get the yard done, maybe. But no.
Come on.
No. There's like,
please.
It's not a good place to dig.
Please. What? I'll put it in a corner where you'll never see it.
How big?
It's tiny.
All right.
Are you sure? Because they're going to come back in 50 years and dig it up.
All right, that's up to you. I'll be long gone.
But so you're going to sell me the house so that I can...
Whatever. We'll see. We'll let the new owners know that it's...
The new owner's me!
Okay, whatever.
So, yes, you're on board.
You can bury the time capsule in the back of... Yeah, in some place.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
See you later.
That was a lot easier than I thought it was going to be.
Yep.
At first, when she just immediately said no, I was like, all right, I really got to crack into her.
Your whole strategy was just saying please over and over again in a high-pitched voice.
Please. You know, please.
And did you walk away from that realizing she's not selling you the house?
Well, she is. That's another thing, Carson. You just got to chip away. The more I put it into the universe, the more I say it around her, it's just going to seep into her brain eventually.
This is Annie in 50 years. Tommy, please let me in. We got to get the time capsule.
Caitlin, are you in there? Guys, why'd you lock me out?
I knew I should have sold me the house.
All right. So we have a yes, sort of, from your mom to bury the time capsule at your house. So that's good. Now we have a place. We have all this stuff. We have a place. Now we just need a couple of volunteers who are going to agree to go to your backyard in 2070. We will do that tomorrow on the show at about 8:15.
So we need a whole bunch of 10-year-olds. That'd be great.
Yes.
Tomorrow. If you have a 10-year-old, line them up.
We can make a TikTok.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.